six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Yeah, well. It's windy. Jeez. Okay. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the BS Goos Kamataru. That's right, you heard correctly. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Kamataru. Starring me. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing up in my kitchen looking out the windows. It was sunny 3 seconds ago. Now it's overcast again. It's very windy. It was kind of windy last night. I heard strange noises coming from outdoors, only to realize it was merely air pressure, things happening and doing stuff. So I said, okay, whatever. But it's a little cooler today. It's below freezing. Not by much, though. Let's see, what is it in American? Checking the thermometer again. Yeah, it's hard to read, but it's 27 or 28, which is about 2 degrees below freezing. -2 degrees. If you use the old metrical systems. And so now, according to metrical tradition, I have to make 1.4 liters of tea. The water has been boiled. And it is time to pour it into the teapot, over the tea, and go. Oh, look at that swirl. This guy's got the oolong swirled down. He must be some kind of tea master. I wish I was tea master. Let's set the tea timer. And yeah, so we got a cold day today, and the wind is a-blowing. And the good news is, look at all this. Look at all this. What is all this? Where did this come from, you might be asking? That's right. Well, I had to go out yesterday, run a little errand, and that errand took me by a candy store. A candy store that I do like to frequent, although I do not go there frequently, depending on your personal definition of frequently. Tea's ready. So I ran into the candy store real quick. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but you don't have any money. Remember, your bank account's messed up and you're complaining you can't buy any epoxy and okay, blah, blah, blah. To make the long story short, the letter that I was kind of expecting showed up in the mail yesterday. And essentially the letter says, no, you are not crazy. Everything's fine. You have more money than you think you have. You know, not a whole hell of a lot, but enough to buy epoxy that's for damn sure. Also enough to buy a couple bucks worth of candy. But I'm not going down there yet. We gotta go water the cat. But real quick, candy inventory. I bought about, how many do we have here? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, and I ate one. So yeah, I bought a dozen matcha flavored Lindors. Okay, I bought 2 envelopes of Pop Rocks. Yeah, you heard me, watermelon and tropical punch flavor, because you know I got problems. And then as I was, oh, and I got a couple of these little Smarty lollipops that I like. And then when I was down there in the sort of the lollipop section, I saw these lollipops that were cubes. They were, instead of being round or any kind of shape that makes more sense for lollipops, they're square. They're just your typical white paper stick with 2-centimeter square cubes on the end. And I decided to get a couple because I thought, okay, I'm going to give these away because they look kind of psychedelic. They have this sort of psychedelic swirly pattern on them. And so I got a couple so I can give one to Spider Cat for as thanks for doing all of her stuff that she does and puts up with all my weird crap, because this is the kind of thing that she would like. It's psychedelic looking, it's weird, it's very Silk Knights. And then I thought, well, I better get a couple more, maybe get them for the Silk Knights, because if we're going to give one to Spider Cat, we might as well give one to Josh and Ted, who also like psychedelic looking stuff. Oh, and then I was just about to walk away when I saw the cinnamon ones, which are not psychedelic. It's just a red clear cube. I could make these out of a epoxy. And I had to get that one for myself. These were 89 cents a piece. So I kind of spent a lot of money on candy. This is almost $4 right here. These were only 20 cents a piece. So I got four of those, but anyway. So I bought some fun custom candy to give it away to my friends, because now that I found out that I have some money to buy epoxy with, I'm also thinking, oh, I gotta buy my friends some stuff, and I really should be buying them lunches or dinners or something, but yeah, as of right now, until I can get a little bit better grip on my finances, they're getting candy. They're getting appreciation candy. I appreciate you. Here's some candy. And, okay. Why did we come back down here? Now the cat's glaring at me. I have cat glare. I'm being blinded by the cat glare. Katie glares those. We got to do one more thing upstairs. I forgot about this. Kind of. Not really. Speaking of epoxy, last night I decided to use the last few drips of epoxy that I have to test out the new mold. And so, here's the empty bottles. I took the last of the best stuff that I have, which still isn't any good. And I mixed it up and I added some green coloring. And that tiny amount of epoxy was enough to fill up every single mold. Okay, remember, in this new mold that I have, there's 12 little shapes. It's a small mold. It's 6 centimeters by 8 centimeters. And it's got a dozen shapes in it, made to look like little jewels. And they're smaller than the other mold and blah, blah, blah. So the long and the short of it is I had enough epoxy to fill the entire mold. I just was going to do like a couple things, make a couple little emeralds, right? No, we got enough to do them all. And then we even had just enough left over to fill up one of the other molds. The other mold is bigger. We got a diamond here, and I'm now flexing this diamond in the big mold. And it is very, very flexible still. What about the little mold? This is not good. Because this should cure up in a couple of hours. And I did this at, 7:30 last night? I was done by 8 o'clock. I was walking back downstairs. I'm going to just sort of deflect. Yeah, not good at all. Of course, this is the bad epoxy. And yes, I do have it on the heating mat. And yes, I did create a custom cover for this little mold. And to make a long story short, yeah, these aren't cured. I was hoping that the last amount of epoxy, I could judge it just right and use enough extra hardener to get that to set up. But no, even my best estimations we're wrong. And I've got it on the heat mat. I've got everything going, but no, it's not curing. I guess I might have to throw them in the oven. I did sort of fix the other ones by throwing them in the oven many times and going pretty damn hot. But I had to go so hot that I actually don't want to say ruined the gems, but they are, they have lots of little inclusions and imperfections and blah, blah, blah. Do I care about that anymore? No. Plus the green, I'm not sure the color is good. I'm not sure the transparency is even good. It seems to me like, and I have theories about this, the last of this stuff created some kind of cloudiness in the jewels when they should be clear. And it may just be a matter of, like sediment settling to the bottom of the bottles or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. All of these problems to disappear once I buy some new epoxy. And so I'm kind of thinking about that today. Even though it's kind of cold outside, do I want to risk going outside in the cold? Yeah, that's fine. No problem. I just don't want to drive to 72nd Street. I'm trying to think of where I can go where the traffic and everything isn't going to kill me, and I'm not going to end up being furious, and I have to go to a store. Well, basically, I have to go to a store that isn't a bunch of religious freaks. There's one particular national brand craft store that is owned and operated by some very questionable people who I just cannot support. And so I can't go to, and that would be convenient because that's actually the closest store to me that's also easy to drive to. Blah, blah, blah. So I might have to drive out west, which is also fine, but then you're out in giant streets that every street out west is the freaking Champs-Élysées. It's five lanes in both directions with a giant median down the middle, wide enough to also be a few car lanes. And everything is controlled access, and it's, you know, traffic lights every 50 meters. That's what West Omaha is like. Do I want to go out and get epoxy today? Should I just wait until the weather's warmer? Why do I need all these damn jewels to begin with? Well, it's not that I need them. It's just, this is all kind of a side thing from another project. You know, I just keep buying these silicone molds because they're cheap and on sale when I should be making a mold. All of this is all still just a whole thing. This is a project that I've had cooking in my head. And when I get the opportunities to do so, I work on this little project, which is really just making some kind of little figure. But, yeah, I'm eventually, the basic plan is I'm going to carve this little figure. And this is going to be merch. It's Tobe merch. You can buy it as merchandise for the Dubious Goals Committee. You can buy it as merchandise for any of my musical projects. See how this works? I'm a very modular person. Everything is a piece of something else. Every little action I do is actually part of two or three different projects at once. Am I a multitasker? It doesn't matter. And then once I have this little dude sculpted, I'm going to make a mold. I'll make a silicone mold, and then I will cast all of these in resin, and I will paint them up, and you could probably buy them. Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do. Oh, I want to buy some weird Tobe crap. Okay, well, it is now available to you. Oh, now I came back downstairs to drink some tea, and the cat's sitting here. Hi, baby Gungans. Oh, what's a baby Gazoober doing? We're walking into the kitchen, me and the baby Gazoober. And baby Gazoober's one's galingalings. So here's how you do galingalings. First, you pick up the water bowl. And you pour out the old water. And then when you put the bowl back down, you put it at an angle. So it goes galingalings. Galingalings, galingalings for dingins. You're my dingins. Drink up this kitty water. It's so good. And then what you do is you pour kitty water into the bowl. And the cat drinks it. It's so good for cats. So, I don't know. Am I going to go out and buy epoxy today? Well, I kind of want to. But on the other hand, I have realized that it is Saturday. And a Saturday is kind of a hell day for these types of places. Oh, but I just thought of one minor mitigating factor, and that being this one particular craft store that I do go to. They have recently gone to self-checkout. So there's like 3-4 stations up at the front counter. Beep, 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 beep. These are both good things and bad things. They are good things in the sense that I can get myself out of a store pretty damn fast. You know, I grew up with computers. I grew up using computers. I understand computers. I understand how they work. I understand how a human being has to interact with a computer. I've also spent time being a cashier. So I do understand, okay, do the computer to make the money drawer open, give people their change. That combined with the ability to want to get the hell out of a store and not stand in line, it makes for a very short trip for me. Because if one of these stations is open, boom, 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 I'm out faster than the regular cashier can ring me up. That's great. Because, let's face it, I'm a better cashier who doesn't even do any cashiering than the minimum wage employee that's standing there trying to figure out what button to push next. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Now, these damn self-serve checkout stations, they can also be a pain in the ass. Because if you get stuck behind someone who doesn't know how to do this or who doesn't have the familiarity or the comfortability or the goddamn coordination of a chimpanzee, they're going to take longer. They're going to take longer, and you're going to stand there longer than you would have if you were just in a regular line where there was an actual cashier ringing people up. So it's a blessing and a curse simultaneously, especially on a Saturday, which is their big day. That's when everybody's going to go there. That's when everybody's going to, yeah, stand there and, well, I don't know how, is this a computer? How do I add the money? Huh? Is it do I push the buttons? Do I touch the screen? See, you're going to be stuck behind these people. And then the cashier has to go over there and then walk them through it, which is the slowest process of them all. And you stand there going, oh my God, I just want to leave. Is it worth standing here for 20 minutes? It never is. I'm very concerned with time and the wasting of it. Now, why is that? Well, it's really simple. I recognize that my time here on Earth is short. And being as I'm not a Christian or any type of Abrahamic religious person, I don't believe that when I die, I'm going on to my great reward for all of eternity. So I can understand why Christians are just wasting time constantly, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're just killing time before they die, and they get to go off and be whatever forever in eternity. Oh, I'm just going to be happy. Well, what the hell are you going to do in heaven? All you've learned to do here on earth is waste time. Now you have all of eternity to waste. You're what are you doing? What are you producing? What are you making better? Now see, for me, I recognize that my time on earth is short. I don't want to spend my time driving in a car. Oh, well, let's drive over to New York for no reason. Okay, it's going to take us 3 days to get there. What? No. No. I don't even want to drive during rush hour. You mean it's going to take me 40 minutes to drive from point A to point B when it really only takes 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at night? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I realize you think it's fun to drive and sit in traffic, and that's why you choose to do it. That's fine. Because after you die, you have all the time in the world. You have all the time in heaven now to do it, and I don't. Also, I can tell you right now, pal, that you're going straight to hell. Oh, this is good tea. I'm drinking the mystery oolong today. No. That's what I was drinking yesterday. I switched back to the Gaoshan. I'm on the Gaoshan. Very happy about it. Okay, so where are we with other stuff? I watched my motorcycle race last night. It was very good. I really enjoyed it. Super great race. My guy did not win. In fact, the worst thing ever happened to him. In the final race, he only got about, 50 meters before he got bumped by people, got knocked over. A couple of other people went over with him. They all fell down. And he was the last one to get up, and the last guy's passed him. So he gets back up onto his motorcycle. My guy, camo tile. And he's in last place on the first lap. Oh, noes. But don't forget, this is my guy. Oh, my God. He finished in fifth place. I kid you not. I couldn't believe it. I was just going, oh, my God. This is so typically him because I've seen him do this before. It was spectacular. And the two guys that I don't like, they also didn't do good, so I'm happy about that. They didn't even finish in the top 10. And other guys that I like did well. They all finished in good spots. Like, oh, good, this is going to be a good season. This could be a crazy season. This could be nutty. So I'm looking forward to that. This is how I count down the weeks until springtime, and I can go back outside. My motorcycle races. And unfortunately, I don't get to see that many of them anymore because they don't have them on regular TV. They have them on some pay thing that I... You people are losing money. You don't understand. It's a bad financial model. But I understand you have to try it out. So see you next year when you realize that it's more profitable to put it on TV where Tobe can watch it. Now I gotta figure out what the hell else was I going to do today, other than possibly go out and buy some resin, some, epoxy. I could go to Irvington for epoxy. That's an extraordinarily dangerous thing to do, because I'll be walking in there with a little bit more money than I should. Walking into where? The hobby store. The Tobe Fun Place hobby store where, here, Tobe, just give us all your money. You can do whatever you want. And I will say, that's a good deal. And I will sign over all my resources and my soul to the hobby store so I can buy more Gunpla and build robot models. And so I can buy little, Gunpla toys, have little robot toys that I can put in and buy little race cars that I can race and buy another sailboat so I can, race sailboats, but nobody races sailboats anymore. I really wish I could find a 1 meter radio control racing club. I just want to race my boats. They have all kinds of fun things at the hobby store, including epoxy. But I'm kind of debating, what do I want? What do I want epoxy-wise? I could buy just... I'm kind of thinking about... What if I just bought a little bottle? See, back in the day, last time I bought any epoxy, you could buy the Smith stuff. What is that bottle? Is that a 6-ounce bottle or an 8-ounce bottle? You could buy a small bottle. You're actually buying two bottles, obviously. But it was like $6 or $7. $8. So that was a while ago. So it's probably $15 or $16 now. But the upside to that stuff is I could get the really, really fast stuff. The really, really fast curing epoxy. Which I'm always tempted to buy. And when I'm saying fast curing, we're talking minutes. Okay. We are talking exothermic AF. I love exothermia. I should go there. Oh, anyway, I'm kind of thinking about, what if I just bought a small amount? And I could get some fast stuff, and I wouldn't have to cure things for days on end. And I could start in the afternoon, and I could have finished products by the end of the day, by the time I go to bed. Yeah, well, it is an option. This is a thing that I could do. But I kind of want to also buy the expensive stuff, the stuff that I like. But that stuff still kind of yellows. What I want is the super good stuff that I know. No, I know what I want. No, I can't get that. What I really want is the super, super good stuff, which is super, super great, and I love it. But the problem is that it's very expensive, and it's also not a one-to-one mix ratio. It's one of those things where you have to have an accurate scale, and you have to have know the mass of the little plastic cups you're using, and it's all science, and you have to measure things and then do reactions and stir. That's how you know you're doing real science, if you have to stir something. When shit needs to be stirred, you know you're doing actual science. And if you don't think that's true, think about all of the stirrers you've seen in chemistry labs. Think of all those magnetic stirrers that they have. You know, you put your Erlenmeyer flask or your Florence flask. Florence flask is way cooler than an Erlenmeyer flask, but Erlenmeyer flask, so classic. You put your Erlenmeyer flask on the pedestal. You drop in the little pill-shaped magnetic stirrer thingy, and you crank the knob up. Brrr, it's about stirring. That is scientific stirring. That ain't no spoon. That ain't no whisk. And it sure as hell ain't no kitchen maid. That's a goddamn science stirrer. And that's how you know you're doing science. If you're stirring stuff, yeah. And if you're stirring stuff and you notice that the container that you're holding is heating up, yeah, daddy. Now you got a reaction. Now you got an exothermic reaction. Feel the exothermia. Science. Yeah, science is a real thing. That's why my favorite science is the science of glue. Epoxy science. Glue is one of my favorite things, I have to admit. I like all kinds of different glue. Except for cyanoacrylate glue. There's no reason to use CA. It's not as good as anybody thinks. But everybody's got, oh, it's called super glue, so you know it's good. You're an idiot. But that's okay. Anyway, I've just been rambling. Maybe we should get down to doing some kind of dubious goals committee show. Oh crap! I'm just now looking at the clock. What the hell, damn guy? There's 90 seconds left in this show. All right, so I guess that means I'm going to do some arts and crafts projects, apparently. I don't know what I'm doing. I got to think. I got to think about some other synth stuff. I got to think about electronics. I have this circuit in my head that I'm thinking, maybe I need to draw this out. Maybe I actually need to build this. Don't be crazy, Tobe. And then I went to the store last night. I ran out of waffles, so I had to go to the store so I could eat waffles this morning. So I'm all stocked up on food. I'm stocked up on candy. I'm stocked up on LEDs. I need some other chips. I need a 4052. And what else? Oh, I was thinking about getting some 4106s, those stupid oscillators. That would kind of make life a little bit easier, but this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Oh, yes.
But now I need some more tea because you have been listening to the dubious Tobe drinks tea and talks about all the dumb crap he does, committee. It's over. Go back to work or whatever you're doing. It's Saturday. God, I hope you're not working. Go watch some damn football.